Two readings this morning, two interesting readings, talking about how God cares for His people, cares for those He loves, and how Paul encourages us to reach out into a community to bear one another's burdens. Isaiah the prophet, a long time ago, writing about Jerusalem, and towards the end of the prophet's writings, chapter 66, towards the end of the book, they talk about the little book of consolation Isaiah writes to the Jewish people who have been in turmoil, chaos, and he says, don't worry, it'll be fine. God still cares for you. Whatever is going on around you, God is still caring for you. He loves Jerusalem. He will care for Jerusalem, and He will care for the people of Jerusalem. And these words could almost have been written for today, couldn't they? That sense of Jerusalem in chaos and trouble and so on, but God looking after, God caring for. If you've ever been to Jerusalem, the city of peace, ha ha. It feels like you're in the centre of the world. It's a strange feeling if you go there. Some of you may have had that privilege. Went a long time ago, nearly 30 years ago now, went to Jerusalem. And it was very peaceful at that time, between intifadas, before the wall had been built towards Palestine, and before any of the troubles that were ongoing there now. And it felt like you were at the heart, you were in the middle of the world, at this crazy place where faith and politics and religion and belief meet in a huge melting pot. And it's this place that Isaiah says, yours, a mother comforts her children, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. And of course, the biblical metaphor is there will be a new Jerusalem at the end of it all. When Christ comes again, there's a promise of Jerusalem. There'll be this new sense of Jerusalem, whatever that means, and that's a deep mystery. That place at the centre of the world that God loves and cares for. That place where God wants us to be with Him. That sense of safety. That sense of security. That sense of love. And we read that into that sense of Galatians. Paul's writing to a new community in faith. And this community have been growing well, getting on with it. They've come to believe in Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. It's a new thing, it's a developing thing, it's a flourishing thing at the beginning of the first century. Middle of the first century, this new thing is taking its shape across a big world. But it's growing in Jewish communities. Jesus the Jews, that's where the inspiration begins and grows from into the Gentile community. And there are people amongst them, some of the early arguments of the church, the early church debates. Who could believe that the church would ever be in debate or argue at all, really? But it's one of those early debates. If you're going to become a Christian, you must first be circumcised. Paul said, no. This is a new thing. There is a freedom in Christ. There's a freedom in this new thing that we don't need that. But what we do need is to get together, to grow together, to be together, to invest in one another, to ensure that everybody is cared for and everybody is loved. And as faith begins to grow across the Middle Eastern world at that time, from Jerusalem to Samaria to the ends of the earth, to become a Christian in some of those cities of that empire, in Greece and beyond up to Rome, to become a Christian might take you beyond the community that would care for you, going beyond the gods to one God. Goodness, how stupid are you? How crazy can you be, the story of one God? No, there are many gods, obviously. No, there's one God, that's the truth. When you go beyond those communities, who's going to care for you? Who's going to love you? Who's going to support you? All of that stuff. That's why Paul says you've got to be in this together. You've got to be in this caring for one another, growing together, so that there's a place for you. There's a place where you can find that sense of the love and the care of God for one another. And about growing the community, about growing together, loving together, spilling out into the world around us. And it's great coming here today. We're spilling out, seeing you guys spilling out into the world around you. The quilts speak their name. Coffee mornings yesterday for good causes, good works and more. A little light shining on behalf of those who need a little light to be shone upon them. Burdens come in all shapes and sizes, don't they? Some are obvious. Perhaps you've seen someone struggling up the steps at a station with a heavy suitcase. Or you've seen someone moving house. I expect there's a lot of house movals around Aldershot. Soldiers come and soldiers' families go. And there are large pieces of furniture to be taken in and to be taken out, never mind grand pianos and the like. Other burdens, however, aren't as obvious. Sometimes you can feel sad, our feelings weigh heavy upon us. That might always be obvious to the people around us, and possibly not obvious to the families of those whom we see before us today. Such a sadness, such a tragedy. Social media is ever pervasive. It's just in your face all the time, undermining who you are. I would hate to be a young man or woman growing up in the world today. Parenting is difficult. There's no doubt about it. That's why we need to pray for our parents, our communities, and our children. Because the world is invasive, and it can be unkind, and it can be uncaring, and it can be corrosive. But God isn't. God is loving. God is caring. God is inclusive. God is all of the things we want God to be for us. And we're the people that can tell others that wonderful story. It's difficult carrying heavy burdens. It's difficult carrying the weight of heavy, heavy feelings. Now, here's a little metaphor for you. When were you last in the gym? Ha, ha, ha. Gym. I occasionally go into the gym. And people look and say, why is the padre in the gym? Surely you should be in the church saying prayers, not in the gym. What are you doing here? You're in the wrong place. Of course you are. But if you're in the gym, you're doing weights. Not that I've done many heavy weights. I used to play rugby for a lot, number of years. And I used to love being in the gym, pushing big weights. Can't do that quite. So I'm just carrying weight now rather than pushing weight. I'm pushing my weight around the place. But in the gym, you'll often see people. And someone says, do you need a hand? Well, I'll come and support you. And they're just enough to help someone. Just to lift the weight. Keep them going so you can get your reps in for the day. Working with one another. Often strangers will come and just offer that little bit of, oh, come on, I can do that for you. A little bit of support. And everything changes. You get to the end of your session. You feel a bit more knackered, a bit more yourself in the world. And off you go. The spotter. You know, the spotter comes to help you sustain the weight in the gym. How can we be spotters, as it were, for the people around us, bearing one another's burdens? Some things are obvious, aren't they? Some things you can help and support and are just absolutely obvious. They're so in front of us, I can do this, we can do this. Some things in the world, it feels so broken. There are so many things out there to fix. You think, wait, where do we even begin? Where do we begin to think about sorting out the NHS, sorting out the political situation, sorting out migrants? Where do we even begin? How do we do our little bit for that? Well, it's hard, isn't it? Because everything seems so big and so broken. But we can begin in prayer. We can offer ourselves, our sense of our angst for the world around us to God and say, God, come, come again. Come again to our communities. Come again to our people. We need your love like we've never needed your love before. Come and bring your healing. Come and bring your peace. Come and bring your wholeness. That's where God is. That's what God wants of his people and of his society. And the little things that we do, the little things that shape change for the neighbour, the friend, the person in the world around us can mean so much more than we could ever really know or imagine at the time. Think of your life. Think of the times when you've just felt a little bit below yourself, a little bit out of sorts. And someone passing by has said a word of encouragement, they've offered an action or something that just makes all the difference that day. The little things shape change in a bigger world. Of course that's not going to change politics. Of course that's not going to change the NHS. Of course that's not going to change some of the circumstances that our hearts break around in society around us. But for that person, that day, it can make all the difference. And that is all the difference. When we grow together and stitch up all of those little things that people do for one another. There is kindness and there is goodness and there is love and there is faith and there is hope in the world around us. When we just slow down and take our time and look to see it. You know, Jerusalem will be cared for. The people of Jerusalem will be cared for in metaphorical terms. God says, I love you, I care for you. Our communities, God cares for us, God loves us. And he wants us to shape some of that change, whatever that is, whatever that can be. Whatever the age, whatever stage, whatever our ability or lack of ability, we can all do something. We can pray, we can do a small thing, we can offer encouragement, we can offer support. Because goodness me, society is in a kind of broken place where it needs all of the support and the love and the care that we as Christian people can offer to it. And there's something of Paul crying out in there, you know, peace and mercy to all who follow this rule. We're free, free in Christ to shape some of those changes, to offer blessing, to offer love, to offer care, to offer commitment, to offer faith and more. And often, in the deepest and the darkest of circumstances, that can just make and be all of the difference. So I commend to you the work you're doing. So obviously, bringing in these incredible works speak their name, and we should speak their name. It shouldn't be a stigma. We should break our hearts at the fact that people thought that was the only answer when there's more out there. God loves and cares for them as much as he loves and cares for us. And that we speak the love of God into society and into community. And all those little things we do in support for others, coffee mornings and more, go longer, go bigger than you can ever know or ever imagine. Because God cares and he wants us to care too. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, says Paul. Absolutely. Peace and mercy in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All who love him and more. Amen.